Do you know that feeling when everyone is talking about a movie that you haven't seen? Have you ever felt compelled to make some vague comments just so you can join in the conversation? Well, what if you were in too deep? Do you think you could convince everyone that you'd seen it? Or do you think your version would be so much better that no one would care? Here at Faking Movies, we're always the ones who haven't seen the movie.
Anything you can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
All right. Hey.
Welcome back to Faking Movies.
Oh, our special guest, Ray Romano, has spoiled the surprise.
and Deborah.
Sandwiches! Deborah!
And a sandwich!
This is going to be a full ep, fellas.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. This is
Romano's bringing you the news. So, hey, this is Faking Movies, and it's episode 31. How are you guys doing today, Zach and Seth?
Great.
Acceptably.
Oh.
Well, before we get started here for today, just a reminder, check out our brand new swank ass website, fakingmovies.com, for all your Faking Movies needs.
Yeah, maybe by this point,
trivia section on there.
Yeah, I was gonna say, maybe by this point we'll have anything on there. We should work on that.
Get some content.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we were discussing like occasionally writing posts that were, you know, tangentially related, but I don't know if that's ever going to come to fruition, so.
Yeah.
I could always just cross-post my things from my old blog on there, so.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, we haven't missed a Monday release yet in 31 episodes, and that's a fucking New Year's miracle, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Stop it. It's not New Year's anymore. We already fucked up once.
No, it counts for at least, like, January, February. I think it's okay.
Yeah. You get... one sixth of the year is still the new year.
Yeah,
duh.
Sure.
I guess so. That's a generous new year.
So happy new year for the next six episodes,
seven
episodes,
something
like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh huh. All right. Well, so for this New Year's episode, apparently, Zach.
That's the one.
Zach is going to be faking Commando, and we wanted to bring up a little something. This is not a mistake. Seth, did you want to talk about this a little bit? Or?
Yeah, so we were originally going to do Tango and Cash. That's what we had stated at the end of the last episode, but about the same time we were going to record this, we learned that there were some new sexual harassment allegations coming out against one of the stars of that movie, Sylvester Stallone, and we decided that we don't really want to support people, like people's art or people who are, you know, shitty like that as much as is possible for us in this sort of situation. So we decided to shift to a an equally insane movie starring Arnold Schwarzenegger, who surprisingly doesn't have sexual harassment allegations against him.
He has a, didn't he have like an issue with, he paid off one of his workers at one point to...
Yeah,
hide the fact that they had a child together.
So he's not. It's a very subtle difference between like unwanted sexual harassment and just being a general shithead about romantic relationships. But I think, amazingly, he's on the somewhat okay side of that line.
Yeah,
I think.
Bafflingly.
So, I guess just when it came down to it, I know this probably isn't too much of a spoiler. Seth and I know both really like Tango and Cash, and we just didn't feel like praising and celebrating Sylvester Stallone this week because
it's a bummer,
so we decided to pivot.
So in light of all of that, we are watching or we watched and Zach is faking the or I won't say the year Commando. Commando, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger. So, Zach, what other actors and actresses did we give you?
Man, this is, if ever there was a grab bag, this is it. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. I had to look up two of these people, but as soon as I did, I was like, "Oh,
Let me. I wonder which two.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So Arnold, of course. Alyssa mm-hmm. Milano. I assume a very young Alyssa Milano.
You don't know that.
Well, I don't. It could have been a 2000s movie that I inexplicably missed, but I doubt it.
Yeah, she could have filmed it while she was on break from Charmed.
I was about to mention Charmed.
Yep.
Oh my God.
A mid-season break. Yeah. also, Radon Chong, which I did not recognize.
Daughter
the name.
Of Tommy.
Yeah, that was one of them. And then when I looked her up, I was like, oh, fucking Law and Order and all the things ever. Yeah, she's very famous. Mm-hmm. Friend of the show, Dan Hedaya, back again. Yep. Dirty Dick. Yeah.
Yeah, he sure is.
At this point, I think we could call Dan Hedaya a faking movies repertory player.
Yes.
He is always there.
Yes, for sure. And well-loved. Like, I do genuinely enjoy him. Yeah.
Oh, big fan.
Yep. And then Vernon Wells, who was another one I didn't know, and then looked him up and was like, oh, yeah, he's been in a bunch of, like, I don't know if he's been in Roadhouse, but it sure feels like he was in Roadhouse, right?
Well... He was definitely in one of the Mad Max movies, but
okay. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he was not in Roadhouse.
No.
I want to double check.
In our hearts and minds, he was in Roadhouse.
Yeah.
How dare you? Roadhouse is perfect. If he wasn't already in that movie, he shouldn't be.
No, well, as God intended, I suppose. There's an argument to be made there, yeah. But he just his whole
he
like
he is not
beard...
in Roadhouse. No. Oh.
His beard and face situation suggests, like, martial arts and stunts, and so I just assumed.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think you're going too far out of the box on that one.
So. Yeah. Okay.
So, with that grab bag of a cast, what do you got for us this week, Zach?
All right. So... I guess I have a subtitle, but I'm going to do it at the end.
Oh, excellent.
Also, that's, God damn it.
It should be
such a Seth style thing to do. I'm so happy.
Well, it's also not.
Why has this show morphed into us trying to be Seth? Like...
It's podcast hate your friends. It's just how can we irritate each other the most? Yeah. No,
so
it should also be pretty obvious by the point when we get there. Yeah. So, okay. Dan Hedaya, a fairly average, almost schlubby, and I don't think I'm overstepping my bounds on that.
No.
Not even a little. No.
Yeah, no.
Has a very routine morning and drive to work, but is running just a bit late. This is compounded by the fact that the president is in town with his motorcade in tow. He runs into a roadblock for the motorcade with all the police and whatnot, and as he's already a bit late, he tries to sneak through, driving through sort of a brief break in the overall parade that this black car nightmare situation is unfolding.
That's a bad plan, Dan Hedaya.
Yeah,
that's a bad plan.
That's a good way to get shot, for sure.
That's how you get shot.
Yeah. So he does not get shot, but there's a car like rushing up the side, and there's a very rough car accident with one of the cop cars. And unfortunately for him, there's a lot of live news coverage on scene to sort of cover the president and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And so as it's a live feed on all the channels, they sort of keep rolling because this is now like, you know, a shift in the news.
Yeah, the president caused a car accident.
Mm-hmm. So they pull him out of the car and they tend to all the Secret Service agents in the SUV. And they start cutting off his clothes to check for injuries, which is when flashback to running around in the morning and realizing he didn't do laundry and he didn't have any clean underwear. So he said, fuck it. And he just slapped on some pants and ran out the door and went.
I knew it.
Commando.
I knew it.
How did I not? Oh my God. How did I not put that fucking together?
Oh, there's many more paragraphs. Trust me, it gets weirder.
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, I'm kind of excited. I'm so excited for this underwearless future.
Yep.
So wait. I need to be clear here. Dan Hedaya's penis is the one we're seeing right now.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. No, that it's a very important distinction. So I spent like half an hour writing a version of this where Arnold's penis was showing, and it wasn't nearly as good. It just didn't work. The whole thing was terrible. Mm-hmm. So it didn't hang right, you know? Yeah. Yeah. No.
It hanged left.
Yeah. It didn't fit the whole aesthetic of the whole thing. Yeah. So, this is the point at which the entire world, because again, all a bunch of live news feeds, and they don't, I guess they have the 6 second delay, but it doesn't kick in or whatever, get an uncensored glimpse of the Golden Dong. It's the most magnificent specimen that the world has ever seen. And Dan did not know that he was carrying this gift to humanity his entire life. So
he didn't know he was bringing a prize hog to the market. Is that
correct?
What
you're telling me? Yes. Yeah. Exactly. This phenomenon escapes. This phenomenon escapes the immediate town, which is sort of the obvious audience for this, and becomes somewhat of a national story because, you know, why wouldn't it, of course? Mm-hmm. So while embarrassed, he's been sort of an unremarkable person his whole life, and he is initially somewhat sort of content with his weird new stardom, despite it being, again, sort of embarrassing.
So can I ask a quick question, Zach?
Of course.
What is the criteria for the so-called Golden Dong? Is it like an Abe Lincoln's beauty where you have to see it in person to understand?
I'm so glad you asked. So,
excellent. I didn't realize there was going to be
explicit
dong descriptions for a while.
I didn't put it as part of the specs for the movie, but I did also consider this myself. Like, what is a prize dong?
But you thought about dong specs for a while, is what you're saying.
For a good 2 hours at work on, let's say, Wednesday. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's like, it's just like, just the perfect size. And it's got a lot of good, it's a prize specimen. It's not too big. It's not too small. It's not too girthy.
So you thought about this for 2 hours and got nowhere.
Well, no, I was trying to initially you go hyperbolic with it and you're like, all right, it's like a 13 inch baby arm. And then you're like, no, that's not it. Nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that.
Yeah. And so, I think if anything, it has some aura to it. I think we've established that's required.
I mean, certainly some aura.
Yeah.
And Dick aura is really important.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah. Try a little tenderness. That's really what people want.
Right. It's one of those dicks where you look at it and you can just tell he's going to be real gentle. He's just really gentle with it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep going.
Okay.
Interesting. Here on the Dong Talk podcast.
Dong Talk 2018. In the new year.
He's got a coffee mug that says Best Dick 07. Like. Wait a minute. Did you come up with this idea because he was in Dick?
No, this is all coming out of the word commando. Commando goes one of two ways. It goes military or no underwear, and so it was obviously the latter. Yeah.
And so you took a movie starring Arnold Schwarzenegger and decided it had to be the no underwear way.
Yeah.
Well, again, I tried it with Arnold, but it wasn't endearing or funny in any way. It's just not cool with Arnold being the star, so it had to be Dan because he's schlubby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's the
not what I meant, but okay, go ahead.
Oh, okay. He's like the Philip Seymour Hoffman, but if he didn't play like a weird creep every time, like if you liked him, maybe he's the sideways guy. Yeah. What's his fucking name?
Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, him. Yeah.
Nobody likes Paul Giamatti.
Oh, I have a feel for him in Sideways, I feel like. I don't know.
Yeah, but you don't like him.
Well, yeah, that's probably
I get
true.
The sense Paul Giamatti least of all likes Paul Giamatti. But...
Not that a... he
Yeah, not that he's an enemy of the show yet, but...
No. No, he spends a lot of time looking in the mirror alone in the dark, for sure.
Oh, wow, this is... Okay.
Jesus Christ.
That is upsetting, but yeah, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Zach, why don't you continue your dick story?
Lovely.
Dong movie.
So, to introduce the rest of the characters, he's got a work crush.
Whoa, Hold on.
Okay.
I've got an alternate title. B-movie, but the B stands for balls.
Well, to be fair, I did not specify the aesthetics of the balls. No. They're just okay. I think they're fine, you know.
This is a lot of low-hanging fruit here, Lee.
Great balls joke. A plus plus plus. Oh boy.
This is gonna be the darkest episode.
Oh, we're just getting started, baby. Don't you worry.
All right.
Please continue. Okay.
I'm done interrupting for now.
No, you're not. Shut your goddamn mouth. You have no idea.
All right, so he's got a work crush on Ray Don Chung, who's never really noticed him, definitely out of his league, but is...
Probably because they're like 30 years difference in age, but sure.
Right, yeah, as always, yes.
Hollywood,
so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But she's like generally well-meaning and pleasant. Like she means well. She's just sort of he's not on her radar. Mm-hmm. So sadly, she dates human hyperbole Arnold Schwarzenegger, and thus is again sort of perceived to be completely out of his league by Dan Hedaya himself. Mm-hmm. So Dan is also divorced with a daughter, namely Alyssa Milano, who I assume is a child when this movie came out, which has always complicated dating for him, and thus he never really bothered with it. Like, he's sort of content with his life.
What time period are you placing this in, then?
I'm thinking, like, early 80s would be my guess.
Okay. Yeah.
I think. I don't know. Okay. So skipping forward, that was somehow exposition. It happened. I don't know. Skipping forward, he's recovering in the hospital. There's lots of sort of whispering and giggling from the staff, but it's not like mean-spirited per se. It's like flirty and complimentary. Like, again, he's riding high at this point. Mm-hmm. So he's discharged, and his boss, Vernon Wells, comes to pick him up. And Dan's kind of surprised by this. Like, they aren't super close at work, but he's now getting used to sort of all this new attention, so he's like, okay. And Vernon's like a real guy's guy, so there's a bunch of joking around about the Golden Dong, and he takes him home, and he's like, take the rest of the week off, and we'll see you on Monday.
Uh-huh.
What respected news person dubbed it the Golden Dong, I wonder?
Well, I mean... In today's news, I see this not being an issue. In the early 80s, Dan Rather? I don't know.
Well, I don't think he was... Okay, sure. Yeah, Dan Rather.
I was thinking more Tom Brokaw.
Oh, Brokaw, yeah.
The Golden Dog was founded there.
I was assuming it was going to be Walter Cronkite, and it was going to be like...
Oh, God.
And that's the dong it is today.
Was that... That would have been, like, the end of his career. Is this the story Cronkite went out on? That'd be a bummer.
Or maybe... Yeah, it was his final story.
Signing off.
Edward R. Murrow came back out of retirement, and maybe death. I don't know when he died. And
sure.
Good night and good dong, everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. In a perfect world, yes, obviously.
Or maybe it's in the future, and Katie Couric said, "Hey, I was a very good news person. Fuck y'all."
Accurate.
I paid my dues, and I was actually good. How dare you send me to CBS? Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Whoa. So Ray calls to see how he's doing, which is again sort of inconsistent with their previous working relationship. Mm-hmm. Dan thinks things are sort of turning around for him. But mm-hmm. boy, howdy, is he wrong. So he returns to work on Monday, only to be immediately called into Vernon's office. Vernon gives him the, hey, man, like, I'm all about the thing, and, like, they had bonded over the bro stuff and whatever. But the higher-ups say, like, this type of publicity isn't in line with the company ideals, so we're gonna Ooh. Have to let you go.
Fucking
starched
collars, fucking button-up bullshit. Yeah.
All the suits aren't having it. Yeah. But, you know, manages to make a joke on the way out, like, oh, I'm sure you won't have any problems, though, with that thing you're packing. You'll be fine. And so Dan's like...
Ah, good joke.
Right. A joke that's not a joke. Yep.
Yeah. Well, for the Vernon Wells character, it makes
yeah,
sense.
Yeah. I mean, Vernon Wells, well-known funny man.
Yes. Yeah. Well-known Roadhouse actor, Vernon Wells. Yes.
God damn it.
And so Dan is sort of stunned. Like, this is the first thing that's taking him, like, off of the mountain that he was living on for these, like, 5 days mm-hmm. At home recovering.
Sure.
And so, again, sort of like what happened was an accident. Like, he's not to blame for any of this. And he's also been at work for a long time, and he's just, like, very upset by the whole thing.
Sure.
Yeah. So Ray again calls that night. Offering condolences, and they get to talking for a while, and she mentions that she's rather unhappy with Arnold, and they have sort of a, I know, surprise. They have a long bonding conversation between Dan and Ray, and this goes on for a while. After a few weeks, they eventually agree to meet up for what seems like it has to be a date at this point. And sure enough, they hit it off. This again goes on for several weeks. There's some sort of montage happening.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
What song would be playing in the background? Would it be perhaps... Does Probably anybody Kenny really Logan know what Saturday. Time it is? By Chicago? Oh, Saturday.
Oh, shit. I feel like there's some foreshadowing here. let's say all of those layered on top of each other. Seems good. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yep. Those two
the
songs.
The entire
yep.
Chicago discography uh-huh. layered on top of each other.
At the same time. Yep.
It would sound something like this.
25-06-24.
So
well, I hope our listeners aren't wearing headphones right now.
You mean no, we've already tortured them with Tom Waits for a month and a half. Like, there's
hey,
no...
what would it sound like if Tom
no,
Waits was
no,
singing
no,
Chicago
no, 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 no.
Okay, maybe not. Maybe that's too far.
Oh, dear. all right, so... so they sort of meet for, like, casual... inconsequential meals for a while, but they are sort of hitting it off. And then sure. Arnold, of course, finds out about it, follows Ray to the restaurant and confronts them and beats the living shit out of Dan very publicly.
Sure.
So this also makes the news, as Dan is sort of now a local and, you know, like, sort of national news item. Mm-hmm. Ray, very embarrassed, runs off, and then Arnold chases her. Some other woman, just some patron at the diner, recognizes Dan and comes to his aid. They sort of commiserate, and she's like, ah, man, this whole thing's very rough. And he's like, yeah, it certainly is. And so they go to get some drinks and commiserate. After many, many drinks.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, you see where this is going. Exactly.
No. Oh. Ray Dong Chong's middle name is Dong. You son of a bitch.
That genuinely wasn't intentional, but oh, it's perfect.
It's also not, her name isn't, it isn't Dong, it's Don. But oh, yeah.
Well, you know.
It was a valiant close? Attempt. It was a valiant attempt.
Oh, boy. So... So they, after many, many drinks, she coaxes him back to her place. Cause again, he's sort of a local celebrity at this point. And she knows what the moneymaker looks like. Like she wants a piece of that thing, obviously.
And the vernacular.
Yeah. So they have relations. He wakes up not really remembering what happened at all and sort of horrified with the prospect of what he assumes has happened. And says, like, please take me home. Like, he's very sort of embarrassed. It's no good. Mm-hmm. So they arrive at his house to find Ray waiting in her car, upset with how she acted and worrying about Dan. So she's come to check on him. Mm-hmm. So when she realizes the circumstances of the situation and that he's just obviously spent the night with this woman, she tells him how much that she actually liked him this whole time and how vulnerable the whole situation was, and assures him now that, like, it's all broken and it's never going to happen.
Yep.
So Dan,
like,
is
solid second act stuff.
Yeah, exactly that. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very solid second act stuff.
Yeah. So Dan is just absolutely heartbroken, and he goes inside to mend his broken spirit. He sits down, and the phone rings immediately, and it's his daughter, Alyssa Milano, who's been weirdly absent this whole time. So she's sort of the only
one. She's staying with her
mom. Yeah, exactly. She's sort of the only shining light left in his life. Like, he rode high for a while, and now he's definitely down.
Even though dads are the worst?
Dan Hedaya, it seems scientifically impossible. He might be the exception to the rule here. I don't know.
Every rule needs an exception.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's Dan Hedaya.
It would be him, if ever. Yep.
okay.
Him, Richard Nixon himself, yes.
Yes, Richard Nixon, father of the year.
Yeah, noted good man, Richard Nixon.
Our swarthy boy.
She immediately starts yelling at him about the compounding fame and how embarrassing it is for her because she's still in high school.
Sure.
And she tells him she's not going to come see him anymore. So this is the last light that he had in his life. Like,
oh no,
it's all dashed. And so this is the end. We fade out as Dan sits alone and bruised on his couch in the dark. And this is Commando, subtitle, Lars von Trier tries his hand at dick jokes.
God damn you.
Oh,
I want to be mad, but that's so good. That's
damn
so
it.
Good.
Oh. Woof.
Yeah.
You
know how movies get sad at the end of the second act and then get happy again? Not this one, fellas.
Yep.
Nope.
Lars von Trier, noted second act finisher.
Noted fan of sadness. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh,
it's
boy.
Like,
my
movie
there.
Is already 3.5 hours long.
Yeah.
I'm only in the second act. I'll just end it.
Yeah.
Nah, it's good. It's good.
Let's,
it's good.
Let's cut it right there. Yeah. It's a long
Mr.
fade,
von
too.
Trier, we could cut a whole lot of Willem Dafoe's penis from this movie.
No. Yeah. No,
not
in fact,
even once. I want that man that looks like a foot had sex with a steak all over the screen all the time.
Wait, is that a
all
known explanation of Willem Dafoe's dick?
No, a that's what his face has looks like, but
oh, I thought that was his dick. I mean, Willem Dafoe famously has, like, a mutant dick. Like, it's a thing, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. No, hey. It was, was it Lars von Trier?
No,
it was...
you're talking about the man who played Christ. You need to bat it.
All right. No, it was it Lars von Trier? It was whoever did Antichrist was, like, they used a stunt dick because Willem Dafoe's was too big, and he thought it would look fake.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is... that is real. That is a true story.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. So that took a while. But that's my whole ode to sadness. Happy New Year's, everybody.
Yeah. Well.
Happy New Year,
Zach. Thanks, Zach, for this movie about a man's penis.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. Yep.
Oh, this next movie we actually watched is absolutely not about penises.
I assumed as much.
I'm pretty sure it's about how big people's penises are in relation to other people's penises, if you want to get down to it.
All right, so before you guys get into it, I'm guessing Commando is basically Top Gun cross Predator. Is that accurate? Is it just like army dudes like flexing and that kind of shit? Like
yes and no, but it's not like army dude. It's like exactly one army dude.
So Seth, do you want to read the IMDb summary so
yeah.
we can tell Zach what it's actually about?
Yeah. And this one is a single sentence, which is refreshing because the last couple have been like
the whole movie. Yeah.
Unnecessarily long.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, Commando, 1985.
Okay, close. Okay. Okay.
A retired elite Black Ops commando launches a one-man war against a group of South American criminals who have kidnapped his daughter.
Okay. Yeah. Wait, was this shortly after Iran-Contra? Was this
in the middle of Iran-Contra.
Oh,
this came out in 85. Iran-Contra is like 85, 86. Like, this came out in October of 85. This is like...
So they filmed this before, though.
Like, for sure, before. They must have.
Wow,
but
that's awkward.
So that was an interesting point that I had as I was watching this. I was like... It really must have been so much in, because, you know, I clearly wasn't cognizant during this period of time. It must have been in the ether so much that, like, people were talking about the U.S., overthrowing various Central and South American governments.
Right.
That they decided
Ollie North did that Playgirl spread where he just wiped his ass with the Constitution. So.
Yeah.
Let's just, I'll be clear here. Fuck Ollie North and fuck Ronald Reagan.
Yep. Sorry, listeners, that for some reason hate poor people forever.
Sorry, all of our 60, our baby boomer listeners, I guess, that like Ronald Reagan. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, and that commando was Dan Hedaya. Bum, bum, bum.
No, really? No. I thought it was
Arnold. It's gotta be Arnold, right? I know.
It was clearly Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I mean, it would have been way better. Yeah.
Dan Hedaya does confusingly play a like wannabe government overthrower. Like, he is the deposed general of the army of this like South American nation.
Was the deposed president.
Mean like
he was of Valverde is what it's called.
Okay. I'm gonna take
the generalissimo, you know.
I'm gonna take some risky jumps here. Dan Hedaya is either very Italian or very Jewish. Definitely not South American, right?
He is not South American.
No. I don't actually know his...
Hedaya could be like a Spanish-esque name, I guess.
Well, no,
he's from Brooklyn, so we'll start with that. But,
and he's definitely... Right.
I mean, so's Pitbull, to be fair, so...
Oof.
Curious. So Alyssa Milano was like an actual child during this, right?
Yeah. Okay. And she was playing Arnold Schwarzenegger's daughter.
Okay. All right. Okay.
He is the descendant of immigrants from Syria. He is Jewish.
Oh, all right. Okay.
In case you were wondering, Zach.
Whew, thank God. All right, cool.
But no, he is not a South American warlord dictator.
Right.
I was pretty sure about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's in this grand like tradition of like slightly darker skinned Jewish men being like portraying Mexicans and South Americans. Like Eli Wallach is a really good example from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, where he got typecast as a Mexican guy, even though he was like very Jewish.
Right. Well, so that was definitely hilarious. A thing. I mean, that the whitewashing in Hollywood thing has only become an issue in the last like 5 years. So I'm not surprised in the 80s that that was a thing.
Oh, sure. Means. Oh, yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, man, how do we get into the plot of this, Lee?
Well, I would like to, in lieu of a 3-word summary, I want to talk about the poster for Commando. Ooh. That is staring at me right now.
The one on the IMDb page? That one?
Yes. It's a shot of Arnold Schwarzenegger, like, flexing at the camera. And in the corner, on the upper left-hand corner, it says, "Let's party." You know what there's not a lot of in this movie? Partying.
Yeah. That's an accurate statement. It's a very confusing poster.
Okay, so that brings
I think it's...
Oh, go ahead.
I think it plays a lot into the, like, this is very close to peak 80s action movie, in which, like, the high point of this type of movie is like, yeah, man, look at this dude. Look how many people he shot in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
They're like, near the end. Yeah. Definitely true.
Well, so that's what I was going to say. But in the Terminator chronology, or the Arnold chronology, this is first? Like, is this his first thing? Or
no, this
Predator,
is after Terminator.
It's after Terminator. Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
This is in the post-Conan world.
Oh, yeah, that one too.
Because Conan was his first big hit. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was Conan, Predator, Terminator or something? I don't know.
Conan was 84. Also, this is 85. Predator is 87, I recall.
Oh, wow.
Running Man is 87. Total Recall, 90. So, like, right in the...
Okay.
Yeah.
It's definitely in, like, the heart of the cheesy Schwarzenegger action movies.
Yeah, so the let's party thing makes a little more sense, because they're like, it doesn't matter, just put him on the poster and people will come to this movie.
Oh, and it didn't matter, like, let me tell you.
So
break down this movie, or what should we do?
So what's happening in this movie? Arnold, so the movie opens with these, like, people just straight up killing all of, we later learn, Arnold Schwarzenegger's old, like, Black Ops friends.
Oh, okay.
Like,
yeah, his old team. And I would like to point out that every member of his team that gets murdered has become very schlubby in their retirement.
A Dan Hedaya sort of aesthetic, yeah.
Yeah. Kind of, yeah. Like,
so we see all these guys get murdered, and then Seth, smash cut to...
Oh, a crazy, crazy montage of Arnold Schwarzenegger and Alyssa Milano just kind of like hanging out, doing father-daughter stuff. And by father-daughter stuff, I mean insane things.
Oh. You mean like skydiving?
No.
Like cool
shit? No. No. I mean, like...
My favorite...
Okay, do your favorite, then I'll do my favorite.
No, so my favorite thing is something you said to me, Seth, earlier today.
Oh, what was that?
That you sent me in our chat thread. Yep. Here, you said in all caps, "Eat the ice cream, Dad," because she's just shoving ice cream in his fucking face.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so this is divorced parent fun. I can relate to this. Yeah.
I'm thinking it's more mom is dead fun. But
yeah.
All right. Well, that's like the cousin of that. Sure.
He's like, he throws her into a pool, and then they're doing karate for a while, and she's super happy about doing a single move in karate. It's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah. So it's movie fun. It's things no one ever
did. She didn't even do it that good, but
yeah.
All right, cool.
Oh, also, Arnold Schwarzenegger's character's name is Matrix.
John Matrix.
John Matrix. Man, which, you know, really seems like an Arnold Schwarzenegger type name.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. You know what's fucking weird? If your actual dad looked like Arnold Schwarzenegger, your entire life would be walking around and people being like, what the fuck is that guy's deal? Your whole life. Like, your whole life. Like, going to Panera would be like, what is happening? Like, everybody would just be horrified. Like, it wouldn't...
So
their domestic tranquility gets interrupted.
Yeah, sure. Because the general who was in charge of matrices or whatever...
wait, is that the possessive of Matrix now?
yep. Possessives are plurals.
Sure. It, whatever.
Well... this general or whatever goes to the matrices house and finds
that's what it says. He got a nice piece of wood, and he got his like fucking wood burning tool and etched that on there on the mailbox.
The matrices. The matrices. Oh god, that's a fun math jokes. Fun
yep,
math jokes.
And then all sorts of set theory shows up, and everyone gets sad.
Yeah, it gets real weird after that.
It turns out it's a movie. It's a movie about math.
Yeah. It's a prequel to Good Will Hunting, and it gets real weird after that.
Which is a prequel to Pi. So.
Oh, it gets super weird there, yeah.
Real bummer there.
Oh, I have to release the numbers, guys.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. A general shows up. And is like, hey, matrices, you need to come back and find whoever was killing your buddies. And as soon as that general
leaves, Alyssa Milano is all like, don't do it, Dad. And he's like, I won't do it. I'm here for you.
I'm never going to leave you.
Wow, that's a little more Russian. Seth Arnold than German, is very Russian, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Let me get into character. Little Batman, everybody chill.
There it is. Yeah.
God, you know what killed the
diamonds.
God, you know what killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age. Okay. So, as soon as the general leaves, he leaves like two guards, and then they proceed to get their asses murdered.
Okay.
Literal seconds after the general leaves. Yeah.
Well, if I'm getting the general aesthetic of this movie, I mean, you guys said this, like, it's a money grab action movie in the 80s, so like nothing's off the table, right? You can just do whatever. It's a free for all.
And yeah. I do want to mention, at least I thought, the first 20 minutes and the last 20 minutes are both a race. And then everything in between is
so
the most
boring.
Slow, meandering bullshit.
Oh, yeah, no. I definitely got bored and started, like, doing a Lego set. So, there in the middle.
Yeah. I mean, I feel that's a lot of action movies, right? Like, they probably edited it, and they were like, oh, shit, it came out at 49 minutes. What are we going to do? And then they just, like, stretched out the middle a bunch. Yeah.
Yeah, so Alyssa Milano gets kidnapped, and Arnold is also sort of kidnapped, and we meet Vernon Wells now.
Okay.
Arnold is captured trying to get Alyssa Milano back, like, right at the beginning, and we meet Vernon Wells as Bennett, who has just, like, the cheesiest, stupid-ass dialogue, and he clearly wants to fuck Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like,
oh,
that is
fun.
His main motivation. But apparently
there's a lot of does a lot of talking to Dan Hedaya's character of like, we're gonna use him to overthrow the government, and then I'm the only one who can control him because I know how to beat him.
Wait,
like,
was an amazing version of what happened.
I'm gathering Vernon Wells is Australian?
He is Australian.
Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
Wait, was I wrong that he's a stuntman? He's not a real actor, right? He's, like, mostly a stuntman. Or is he an actor?
Well, he was in Roadhouse. I have to look into it more. So
he was in Roadhouse, famously.
DMU.
He did all the kick work in Roadhouse. Yes.
Yeah, as I recall.
Now I have to go. Now I have to go on our goddamn Instagram and make like a poster that says Vernon Wells, star of Roadhouse. Like,
just I'm excited it's just, for that. It's the back of Patrick Swayze, and it turns around, and it's Vernon Wells' face doing a roundhouse kick.
So Bennett, Vernon Wells, he works for Dan Hedaya, and they captured Arnold Schwarzenegger because they want him to murder the U.S. propped up president that had deposed Dan Hedaya.
This literally is Iran-Contra. This is amazing.
Yep. And so they kidnapped, the young Matrix, Alyssa Milano.
Yeah.
In order,
I want to say Jenny, maybe Jenny Matrix. That sounds right.
That is
no,
her name,
there.
Yes.
Nothing about that sounds right.
I mean, it's accurate though, which is the only important part. Right, it is technically correct, which, as we all know, is the best kind of correct.
So
they kidnap Alyssa Milano as collateral. And then we have, basically Arnold Schwarzenegger is supposed to go down to this South American country and murder the current sitting puppet president so Dan Hedaya can re-achieve power. But, as Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's being forced onto a plane and is, going to fly down to this country. It's an 11-hour flight.
Where? To the bottom of Chile? What the fuck?
I mean,
I thought that was strange too.
To Patagonia? Yeah. Where? What?
We needed 11 hours of leeway because as they're taking off, he straight up snaps the neck of the guy who's accompanying him. Sneaks out.
And the quips because he puts a blanket over him. He tells the flight attendant, "Don't bother my friend. He's dead tired."
And then he climbs out the landing gear and jumps into a swamp inexplicably.
Wow.
And then
a thing you can definitely do on a plane. Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then starts going on his murdering spree.
So he like commandeers Ray Dong Chong's car and she becomes like his helper in this because she's like, "I'm gonna help you get your daughter back," you know.
Yeah.
That's an important point. Where the fuck did she come from?
She
I have
was
not
a,
heard her name yet.
She was a flight attendant.
Oh.
And so she was being hit on by one of the super creepy Hedaya goons, Sully.
The guy who was hitting on her is in
The Warriors.
Fucking Twin Peaks.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that
Twin
too.
Peaks and the Warriors. Wow.
Yeah, he's the guy that's like, "Ka-clink, ka-clink,
yeah.
Warriors!
Come out and play!
Come out!"
Yeah.
And he plays Jerry Horn in Twin Peaks. He's Audrey's uncle, the one who comes back with the brie sandwiches.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, wow. Okay. Rough couple of roles for that guy.
Well, he's like, he is a super creep and is like, he sees poor Ray Don Chong and is like, "Hey, I'm going to sex at this lady."
I want to sex this lady. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. How I sometimes describe some interactions I had when I lived in Russia. "Hey, I'm a past lady. We will have sex at her."
Can I at her? Okay. Can I have...
Yeah. Is there any other way to do it?
Can I mention a line, one of the lines he says in this movie? This is an actual line that this guy says.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's at a bar that's in a shopping mall.
Oh,
and
my
this is
God.
One of the big
I know
like,
exactly what line you're
going to
do now.
Yeah. He's in a bar and he goes to a guy, "This place used to be great for hunting slash."
Oh, no. The 80s, no. Yuck.
That is perhaps the worst thing I've ever heard in my fucking life.
It was super upsetting.
That's the kind of thing you can only hear from a guy that you get paired up with on a golf course on a Thursday afternoon who's 60.
Without a doubt.
So Right. That is, you painted a picture that I already own.
Yeah, no, I also know that picture. Wowzers. Yeah. That was a word tapestry you just wove for
a
sec.
Aloof. I don't know.
Yeah. So he obviously gets murdered by Schwarzenegger too. They have a car chase around like the canyons in LA.
Yeah.
Earlier in the movie, Schwarzenegger said to him, I'm going to kill you last.
Yeah.
Which leads to death quip number two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
He's like, you're funny, Sully. I will kill you last. And then he's like, I lied, as he holds him by the ankle over a cliff and drops him.
Man, the 80s were
remember
really...
Remember when I said I'd kill you last? Yeah, Matrix, I do. I lied.
Yeah. The 80s were sadistic as fuck. Like, that was genuine entertainment back then. Just like, he killed the guy. Yay! Like, oof. Yeah. Okay.
So, fast forward to him and Ray Dong Chong find out that they're hiding out on, like, an island off the coast of California.
I guess.
Yeah, those definitely exist. They don't.
Well, what about San Francisco, Zach?
Oh.
Island? It's a peninsula. I lived there. It's not an island.
All right, well, you got me on that one.
Yeah.
You got me. I'll concede.
All right.
Yeah.
So then they they hijack a seaplane, and she's been taking pilot lessons, so she knows how to fly.
Damn. Apparently.
Convenient. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they get there, and this is when Arnold Schwarzenegger basically storms the castle. and murders an entire army by himself.
Yes, of course. Yes.
It is. It is. So that leads me to my three word summary, oh fuck, tool shed.
Yes.
This is exactly in the spirit of a three word summary. I'm so glad that we do this.
He shows up on the beach and he is like duded out with like a rocket launcher and like multiple assault rifles and all sorts of crazy crap.
He's strapped. He's fucking strapped.
Yeah. Which we'll get to the music while he's strapping up later, because that is a fascinating part
is
of this as well.
Chicago based? Based on earlier comments?
No.
Okay.
I
think
wish.
A little more of a Caribbean flavor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. I actually recorded a clip. What? So I'll play it into my microphone because I'm too lazy to just send it to you. But
unprecedented.
The strapping
really
on montage is pretty intense. But wait, do you want me to just play it now? Because I can play it right now.
Yeah. Play
sure.
it now.
Okay.
It kind of sounds
hear that,
like
Miranda.
The,
yeah, it was.
It's like
really...
it's like a Caribbean thing crossed with like an NBC Olympics commercial theme, maybe.
Yep.
I don't know.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like if John Williams used more marimba.
Sure. Yeah.
He
yeah.
was off to the killing games, so you know he needed his pump up music.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, but this whole movie
he
is interstitial, like marimba and steel drum, and then like.
Mm-hmm.
Super intense 80s.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, that was very important in the 80s. Like, I mean, they were trying to make money and also, like, I don't know. It was like fan service, right? Like, if you put fucking Kenny Loggins into Top Gun, like, Kenny Rogers?
True.
Kenny Loggins. Rogers? I don't know.
Kenny Loggins.
Loggins, okay.
Kenny Loggins, yeah.
Then it's like, it's a win-win. Everybody has a good time. Yeah.
You know, I wonder how different Top Gun would be if Jim Messina had written all the songs.
It'd be more sailing based, as I understand it, right?
How do you not know who Kenny Loggins is, but you know who Jim Messina is?
Yeah. My mom really liked Loggins and Messina, and that's the only entrance I have into either of those people.
Okay.
And also, my mom very much enjoys Jimmy Buffett, so there we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, our Matrix storms the castle to rescue, you know, the rest of the matrices.
Yeah. God damn it.
The wee matrixy.
That will never not be funny.
And he like runs out of guns at a certain point and jumps into a tool shed and just starts murdering people with like circular saws.
Oh yeah, he cuts a guy's head clear off with a circular saw, the top of his head,
and he's
gets
got
slashed
like
off.
A pitchfork that he just stabs a guy through the face, and he's chucking axes.
Okay.
Until he picks up guns again and starts just shooting everyone.
He hits a guy in the dick with an axe.
Oh yeah.
Okay. I mean that's
he also. He removes a guy's arm.
Cutting the top of a head off with a circular saw is like almost physically impossible. The cutting range for those is no head radius by any means. That's just
ridiculous. He throws it at him.
Right.
Yeah. The blade.
At best, it would get lodged, maybe. But like, yeah.
Do you know how strong Arnold Schwarzenegger is? Zach?
Yeah. He's no Dan Hedaya, that's for sure. Yeah.
True.
So he makes it into the house and he kills Dan Hedaya.
Okay.
Yeah, with like 3 shotgun blasts to the chest.
Oh, that'll do it. Yep.
out a window, out a bay window, of course.
I do have some trivia about this house when we're done, but...
Oh, okay. Well, I'm pretty sure that one of the, like, Dan Hedaya's minions that's fighting Arnold is Bill Murray from Stripes.
Bill Murray from Stripes in the...
That reminds me. Seth, okay. Did you notice that Bill Paxton is in this movie?
I did notice that Bill Paxton was in this movie.
Like, as an extra or something?
He's like a radio operator.
Wait, when did Alien come out? Wasn't it right around here?
Aliens was like 86, I think.
Oh, he's not in the OG? He's in 2?
He's only in 2.
Yeah, Aliens was in 86. So,
right. Man. Oof, rest in peace, Pax. Oof.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Rip.
Yeah. Also, I'm pretty sure that another one of the soldiers in this scene is Jason Mantzoukas. So,
a maybe 7 or 8 year old Jason Mantzoukas. I'm on board for that. Yeah. Wait, is he?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, is he playing Rafi though? He's probably playing Rafi.
yeah.
So, to be fair, Mantzoukas does talk a lot about how he gets cast as a terrorist all the time, and he's like, "I'm Greek. I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about."
Yeah. Well, that gets us to the end of the movie.
Oh boy. Oh boy. The end of this fucking movie.
His daughter has taken his survival classes to heart because when they're going to kill her, she escapes. And now Bennett is chasing her through the steam tunnels of this mansion or something.
Yeah.
Like,
Naturally.
And then he and Schwarzenegger get into a knife fight.
Yep.
Okay. Non-standard, but sure.
Because I think there's a line somewhere in there where Bennett says something along, or Schwarzenegger is like goading Bennett into using a knife instead of just shooting him. It's like, don't you want to stick it in me and look in my eyes as I twist it?
Wow, that is wildly
that absolutely
sexual.
100% happens.
Yeah,
that happens.
Uh-huh.
Man.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So
cool.
They get into a fight, and then the most amazing thing that has ever happened in any movie happens.
Yeah, I you
Seth,
know what
do you wanna
No, I think Lee, you should do it because it is just man. It's the best.
So there's a lot of like quipping around Bennett being very high strung and tense during this fight scene.
Okay.
And
okay.
the the end of it is Arnold Schwarzenegger taking a pipe and throwing it through his chest.
Oh.
And then the pipe gets lodged in a steam vent.
Uh-huh.
And steam starts to come out of the end of the pipe.
Yeah.
And he says, "Why don't you let off a little steam, Bennett?"
Why don't you let off a little steam, Bennett?
La, 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 steam.
Yeah.
Whoa. What was Tom Waits doing that line
for a second? I heard Tom Waits. That is basically the end of the movie.
Yep.
Because then he just like, his general friend comes back and he's like, "Did you leave anything for us to clean up?" And he's like, "Only bodies." And then they're like, "Ha ha, okay, Ray Don Chong's gonna be your new mom now."
Yep.
Surprise. Yeah.
Yep.
Wait, so Alyssa Milano sort of saved herself or no? Like, it was a...
She saves herself at first, and then she definitely enables her father to defeat the bad guy.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there's a part that I really appreciate, how Ray Don Chong is, like, at least at the beginning, making constant statements about how overly masculine everyone is acting all the time.
Ah, nice.
It's just like, "Oh, did you eat testosterone for breakfast?" And all sorts of things like that. And I'm like, yeah, all right, this is...
Wow, how self-aware.
At least, yeah, it's super self-aware in that regard.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate it, yeah.
Yeah, not bad. Okay.
So yeah, fucking Commando. I one of the things I noticed, I was convinced that I had seen this movie.
Yep.
Several times. And then watching it again, I realized I have seen the last 25 minutes of this movie about 150 times.
Yep.
Yes.
And I have just the most vague memories of all the lead up.
Yeah. I don't remember anything about this movie but the last, like, 20 minutes. Yep.
So this aired on cable when we were children, is what you're saying.
AMC constantly.
Yeah.
Yippee-ki-yay, Mullen Farmer.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh boy.
Also, like, the end of this movie is very heavily parodied in the two Top Gun in the two Hot Shots movies.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it sounds very silly.
Seen
yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
Do the ratings and the whatnot?
The house.
The
house.
Yeah.
So at the end, the whole big standoff at the end is filmed at this giant mansion, and it was the estate of the late Harold Lloyd, who is a famous silent movie comedian.
Yeah.
And I just love the idea of the home of a silent movie actor being used for a sequence in which one man blows up an entire army by himself.
Yeah.
Was that coincidental, or was that like a nod to him? Because it doesn't make any sense in the latter case. Like, why?
No, it was coincidental for sure.
Oh, okay.
Like,
He had. I'm sure he died, and they sold his estate to one of the studios or something, and somebody was just.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, is there any other like points you want to cover, Lee? I didn't take a lot of notes for this. Like.
No, it's just crazy. Steven D'Souza, the writer of Die Hard, also wrote this movie.
The only other thing. Okay. I was going to say, how long is this movie?
It's a tight 90.
Yeah. Fuck you guys. Why do I always get the 2.5 hour ones? Damn it. Last Picture Show, bullshit.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, good for
there
them.
There are
though.
Some.
Like, that's the right length for an action movie. Like, good for them.
Yeah.
There are some great points where Arnold Schwarzenegger tries to speak Spanish, where he's like,
"Oh,
come star," and then he stabs a guy, and he meant to say "como está," but he said "come star."
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. That's true. That does happen.
Oof. Ooh.
And it's amazing.
Yeah. That's tough.
Yeah. This fucking movie, though, man. Yeah, I'm ready to rate if you are, yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready. So, Lee, why don't you go ahead and give your ratings?
Sure. I'll start with Real Commando. Mm-hmm. It was a fucking nostalgia trip, man. This is cable TV of my childhood.
Yep.
I had to have watched it.
Before What's you that? Go, did we do IMDb? What's IMDb?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, the IMDb is a 6.7.
Ooh, that's not bad. That's mm-hmm. not bad.
Yep, okay. It's reasonably highly rated. That's 123,000.
Ah, shit. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Lee. Sorry.
So, I feel like I've definitely watched this movie with my dad about 45 times, uh-huh. and I can guarantee that you every sense. Single yeah. time he thought he was watching it for the first time. My dad doesn't remember movies.
Okay, fair.
Yeah.
I would give the Real Commando a 5, just because it is somehow 90 minutes and full of filler. Like it is, there's nothing of mm-hmm. well, yeah. nothing of consequence happens in the middle of this movie. And then Zach, your
my opus
dick pick, your dick pick. It's a dick pick.
Oh shit! It really okay. is, isn't it?
So,
well, no. Let's say what? Lars von Trier's dick pick. Let's say that.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen other than the short lived NBC sitcom The Tortellis. I've never seen Dan Hedaya in a leading role.
Oh, we went Jesus deep for that one.
Christ out of left field. Oh my Lord God. Of mercy. Nobody remembers so that. Just me.
It was a spinoff of Cheers.
I know. Oh my God, dude. All
right.
So, just for the sake of seeing Dan Hedaya in a leading role,
yeah,
I'm gonna give you a 7.2.
Okay. I set out to make, I mean, it was a Lars von Trier movie. So it's one of those, when you see it the first time, you go, oh, that's a 7.2. And then if by some awful chance you happen to watch it a second time, it's going to be like a 3 for sure. It's yeah. going to bum you out a bunch.
Well, and I also, I also want to caveat this with, Dan Hedaya will get nominated for Best Actor, but inevitably lose to Sean Penn for some pandering bullshit.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Sounds yep. about right.
No, that does make sense. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, my rating for Original Commando, you know, it was more self-aware than I think a lot of these ridiculous 80s action movies are, which I appreciated. Like, I really liked Ray Don Chong's, like, well, I liked how self-aware she was, but she still ended up being, you know, the classic action movie heroine, which is...
I was going to say, like, self-aware and Arnold Schwarzenegger are not two concepts that I generally equate.
Yeah, so...
I'm sorry. I guess you've never seen The Last Action Hero.
Oh. Snicker snap when that Vorpal blade. Right.
No, I would call that meta. I wouldn't call that self-aware. It was like... Yeah, whatever. It's fine. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
No one's gonna comment on that Jabberwocky thing I just did. Okay.
sure.
Great job, Lewis Carroll.
Yeah. So I don't know. Like it. Lee's right. It does drag a lot in the morning. Like morning, middle. like I did literally like stop paying attention in the middle and started doing a Lego set.
Yeah.
Lego, maybe you should give us some royalties for
everything. Yeah. Yep. Maybe? Yeah.
almost done.
We'll consider this one free. We'll hit you up next time.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know. I'm gonna give it I'll give it a 5.5.
Okay.
It's not great, but it's not super terrible. So like, it's very middling.
Yeah.
We watched it on Daily Motion.
Yeah, we sure did.
Oh my god!
So like, it's out there for free. So
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Well, sort of. Yeah. Oof.
And then as for Zach's, man, I do not like Lars von Trier at all. So
no one does.
I don't either.
Yeah. So I think
friend of the show Eva is a big fan, actually.
Well, yeah. This gets back to what I just said. Like, I love a Lars von Trier movie the first time, and then if there was like a switch that I could flip and just never have to think about it again after it stopped being a movie in my periphery, that would be the ideal Lars von Trier experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, you did a good job emulating Lars von Trier. I gotta give that like a fucking 3.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
I just...
All right.
Oh, shit. That was harsh.
I mean,
there were so many dicks in the movie, though.
There are lots of dick jokes and lots of like on-screen dong, which I do appreciate. So we're gonna bump that up to a 4.
No, we're doing it. Just okay. All right. Okay. Okay.
Just for the on-screen dongage.
It sounds like this week was kind of a push. A little bit of a push.
Yeah, seems like it. All right, that's fine. I knew writing this, I was like, well, if you go Lars, you're not gonna win. You're gonna change some minds, but you're not gonna win. Yeah.
Are you?
but not hearts. Minds, but not hearts.
Yep.
So what about next week, guys?
Yeah. So next week, I think we're gonna get Pants. This is gonna be a fun one. She had a list of movies that she had not seen, and they were all in the top 25. And I think we picked one of the best ones.
Yeah, I enjoy this coming movie. Yeah,
yeah. I think this is one of the few that we've all already seen. The Prestige, which should be really fun.
You said that in a super weird way. The Prestige.
Yeah, so that'll be good. We're gonna prestige next week, and I guess that's it for this week. So Zach did it, Lars von Trier, I guess. Sad and weird.
Sad and weird. Yep.